some more. How do you like it? Want it? Or is it vanilla? To want your heart beat sideways and my chandelier. Tell me, darling. She gives me headaches and bruises, and I love it. I also in a suddenly prefer air. She makes good rules. I thought I had experience. Oh, but she takes me to school. Don't need no medication, but she's my accept. How do you like it? Want it, or is it vanilla? To want your heart beat sideways with my chandelier. So tell me, darling, sweet enough for your day.
Face. The Bear by Hyphen. Welcome back, folks. We're running through our 50 best albums of 2025. My ones, personally, anyway. And we've been doing it sort of chronologically. So we have been in August. We listened to Hyphen, his EP. Actually, this is one of the only EPs I've picked because it's so, so good. We also heard Art and Superstar Crush from Hamilton, Ontario, who had a brilliant debut album called Way Too Much. And we're going to talk a little bit about September albums. September is a busy time. It's kind of when touring kicks off properly in Canada, you know. Lots of bands coming by. We went to a lot of shows this year as well. Remember, we went and saw Jasmine Forte that month and interviewed her at that show too, which you can go back and listen to because that is also one of our albums of this year. But I'm going to talk about some more debut albums. There was a band called The Jacques who put out an album called Make Repetition, and it is just compelling writing, you know, one of the more compelling new albums I've heard this year. In parts, very psychedelic, there's very well-written songs on there. It's a great debut album, and I cannot wait to see what they do next. Then there's the artist For Those I Love, who put out his album Carving the Stone. He writes deeply evocative stuff, Irish spoken word artist, kind of experimental. He's writing music that's very pertinent right now, you know. There's a song of his called Off the Sorrows. I'm not sure if we'll get time to play it, but you should go listen to it. It's kind of about the gentrification of Ireland, about the death of culture and community in the face of capitalism and big companies, and what homeland means. And it's just such an album that's pertinent to 2025. It's called Carving the Stone. So you should definitely go listen to that. And then, as you can probably guess from the music that's playing underneath the bed music right now, this jazz punk that could only be Maruja, their debut album, Pain to Power, came out, and it's a brilliant album. They talk a lot about solidarity and resistance, and you leave their shows feeling uplifted despite how intense the music is and how intense the show is. It was just great to hear, you know, they're also a working class band. It's great to hear more working class voices in music, because they formed in 2014 and they were asked on Craig Charles' show on Six Music earlier this year how come their debut album took them 10 years to make, and they were very forthright in saying that it's expensive to make an album. You know, you need money, you have to work jobs, you have to find the time, you have to save up the all the resources to record an album. And when they've gone and done it, they've put together a brilliant album. We saw them touring in October as well, and they are just a brilliant live act, forever energetic. And like I said, it's just this moment of solidarity, upliftment, and common catharsis. It just reminds you of the power in people. So it's a great album to listen to, Pain to Power. And then I'm going to play us some music from a band called Vlor, Glasgow-based post-punk band, rave band, electronic band. Their album is sort of an ode to the Glasgow rave scene, electronic music that's rooted in a place. Just kind of reminds you of thinking dance music. And I think about the lines on a song called Escalate. For a second I hold nostalgia's hand, but then I let it go. But first let's listen to The Jacques. This is Dead Man's Garden on CFRC 101.9 FM.
ghosts of me and my friends run through these city streets. I see friends I have lost running down closed doors, the gaps that have been printed in time. Ones that somewhere out there still reverberate in rage. I see their faces and limbs ricochet and echo over the stairs, smoking areas and the unwashed floors that brought me of age. I see the friends with which I want to dance, hug or kiss again.
RC 101.9 FM. We've been running through our albums of the year here on this show, and we've been doing it chronologically, so I haven't really thought about which albums might be better than the last. We're just kind of taking it in the order of the year. So we heard Dead Man's Garden. That was from a band called The Jacques, whose album Make Repetition came out in September. And we also heard Vlore from their album Escalate, which is just such a Glasgow-rooted album. It's a brilliant album as well that came out in September. So then moving on to October. I mean, October was a huge month. You know that we got to go and kind of review the Geese show. I'm actually going to put out the full version of that particular review, because Owen and I went and we had a lot of thoughts about this band that's been hyped and, you know, been getting so much press and attention and everything. So you can look out for that on the podcast feed of this show sometime soon. But yeah, they were also one of the bands that we picked as our albums of the year, Getting Killed. But of course, everyone has been talking about Geese. So I'm going to tell you about Ribbon Skirt, who are an incredible band from Montreal, post-punk band, shoegaze band. And they released not just one, but two of my favorite releases from this year. So one was their album that came out earlier this year called Bite Down, which was one of the albums that was shortlisted for the Polaris Prize. And then they put out an incredible EP after that called Pensacola. And that's from what I'm going to be playing us the song, Pensacola. It's just an incredible, incredible song. And the EP is also really good. My next pick is Dave, the boy who played the harp. You know, we've talked about this album on the show before, but it's kind of Dave, like, looking inwards into his community. There's a brilliant song with Kano. There's kind of him reflecting on misogyny and the role that, like, men play in that world as well. It's a great album. Go listen to the whole thing. Just one of the best rap albums, I think, from the UK this year. Then Yasmin Lacey, Teal Dreams, just a reflective jazz, indie, R&B follow-up album. It's a much more cohesive album as well, and quite a personal one for her too. That was one of my albums of the year. And then, you know, we've all been talking about Lily Allen's West End Girl. It's not an album I expected would be in my personal top 50. I didn't think I was much of a Lily Allen listener either, but the album is just so compelling, so immediate, so heartbreakingly close to you as you listen to it. It's made it into my list. Then I want to shout out the Boojums, who put out their album. I think this was just at the end of October, the 31st of October. Irreverent punk rock. They're a band from Halifax, and I think they had a moment blowing up online because I remember seeing Alex Kapranos from Franz Ferdinand posting about them, saying that they were one of his favorite new bands. Then we move into albums from November. Sorry, Cosplay, as we've talked about a lot on the show, just the way that they're able to move between these different sounds is incredible. And then another album that I mentioned recently on the show, but I want to remind you about, Absolite's debut album, Frames. Now, they're a rock band from Trois-Rivières, and they're bringing back this really great guitar alt-rock music on a stunning debut album that at times reminds me of bands like Muse. Sometimes it reminds me of bands like My Chemical Romance. It's just a great rock record. And then Picture Parlor, The Parlor, an album that I reviewed in full on the show, so go listen to that. But Catherine Parlor could well emerge as one of rock's most distinct new voices because she's got the swagger, she's got this compelling narrative in her writing, and I just think she could be there as one of the best new rock singers. But I think that's the last thing that we're going to have the time to play, and we've kind of run through our year, all the albums from January to November. So thanks so much for sticking with me through all of this year, joining me on this musical journey that has been 2025. I'm going to leave you with music by Ribbon Skirt, by the Boojums, and by Yasmin Lacey. Don't forget to write in. We are doing our New Year's show next week, our show on New Beginnings. So write in with all the music that you think signifies New Beginnings to you. Email it to yellowbridgeroad@gmail.com. Find the show on Instagram. Handle is yellowbridgeroad. I would love to hear from you. But I'm going to leave you with Pensacola by Ribbon Skirt, the Boojums with Wings of Fire, and Yasmin Lacey with No Promises. So thanks so much for sticking with me. I will see you all next year in 2026. Goodbye.
Welcome to Songwriters from Here and Away. This is a show that focuses on new and established songwriters from Atlantic Canada, across Canada, and around the world. Hello, and thanks for tuning in. My name is Robert Campbell, and this week I had a call with Mr. Rob Lutz out of Montreal. I've known Rob for a number of years. We've hosted him on the show, some of his songs, and I've had him for live concerts, and we hope to get him back real soon. Rob has garnered many awards over the years and has a number of albums and is a historian of sorts and also an instructor on songwriting and doing a workshop that he'll tell you about. So let's just start right into the interview. Here it is, Rob Lutz.
I met you first, I guess, when you were touring through Nova Scotia, what, 10, 11 years ago?
Yeah.
And you did a tour as Sussex, which is your band name usually, right?
Yeah, it's a side project I started in 2016 with an old friend from, I grew up in St. John, outside St. John, and an old friend from there who was a vibraphonist.
Fabulous vibraphonist, Michael Emino.
Yeah. Well, we just played a gig last week, and what's crazy is, you know, we play regularly. I wouldn't say we play tons, but we play regularly, and it kind of mixed it in with my own shows. But he had just been in the States. He lived in Oakland for 12 years, I think. And he was playing. That's when he really got into full time playing every night all over the place. And he went back down there and had a week of work, gigging and recording in studios. He actually recorded in Wally Hyder Studios, where they made the Eagles albums and all kinds of important records. Yeah. Anyway, but he was working with some heavyweights. So he was working to get ready to go down, and then he played all week. So we played a gig last Friday, sort of a sit-down theater type show here, and he was just on fire. It was amazing when, you know, because I see him when he hasn't played in a while sometimes, but he was just ripping it, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Here's a live concert take that we recorded back in 2016.
She sleeps in the bedroom with her feet out the door. She's always trying to remember what it felt like before. Oh, oh. And I know a girl who's 5'9". She's whispering low to a voice on the line. She's always waiting, just biding her time. Oh. And I know a girl who's 5'5". She's perfecting her smile, but she's barely alive. Even she doesn't know when she's telling those lies. Stones just to capture a spark, but he's missing the point while he's making his mark. Oh. The foolish dreams and doomed desires, it don't take much to tangle entire worlds. We're just like little kids with big ideas. When our lives are uninspired, we'll cling to what has got us mired, and for a little while we'll believe it's gonna truthful words must first combine and touch the ragged edges of our heart. to sing the blues. Now he's teaching his heart, it's got nothing to lose. He's a little more kind and a lot less confused. Oh, and I know a girl who was icy cold. Now she's learned to tell what she never was told. And it's taken her years, but she's begun to unfold.
With Sussex, and we tour, you know, we still play quite a bit. We released an album in 2024, and it's kind of a something that we both get to do just to engage our interests, not for necessarily for commercial gain, but more for
right.
musical fun. Yeah.
There's videos up on our channel of you guys that I did.
Yeah.
So that's 9 years ago, I guess.
Yeah. It was 9 years ago. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. No, that was a nice room. I enjoyed that show quite a bit. It was a good sounding room.
Yeah.
You still do shows in there?
No. We sold that house and we're in a tiny little condo now. And we went from 3,800 square feet to 800 square feet.
Okay.
We downsized tremendously. So that's why our closets are Jenga puzzles. I think you started releasing albums in like 25 years ago. It looks like you've had 10 albums.
Well, I have 8. Maybe. As Rob Lutz, and I have 3 with Sussex, so 11
right.
technically.
11?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 How do you see the ensuing years since then? How do you feel your writing has changed or your performance? Like, what's been the arc for you?
The arc for me has been from a young person, really, really, I mean, like a lot of people, very into music and learning the guitar. And recording the first album was something that I kind of, you know, I was not someone who had this natural kind of thought that this was my normal path. I come from a family of accountants and, you know, professionals. And musician was not something that was super, super encouraged. I won't say it was discouraged, but it was not encouraged.
Same and, with me. Yeah,
you know.
A lot of folks.
Yeah. A lot of people have that, exactly. So I made that first album, and it was just like almost terrifying and thrilling at the same time. And then and I was very nervous on stage. I mean, I liked it, but I had, you know, I was not one of these naturally comfortable people.
Right.
And so the arc in terms of that part of it has been from someone who, you know, had some reluctance and some nerves, severe nerves about getting on stage and engaging, to someone who feels very comfortable and enjoys really engaging with audiences and getting to know them and conversing with them from the stage. And so that's been really gratifying. And I use that I do on the average probably 5 to 6 shows or workshops a week. Like I'm always doing something with people.
Either online or in person.
Online or in person. Yeah. And so that's been a very, very, very valuable thing. And it's allowed me to get to know people and to also just bring the passion for music that I have to them. And that's really what we're doing, I think, as musicians, really when it comes right down to it, is we're sharing a passion. And so that's been great.
What you want and what I'd hate to lose.
That was Things We Didn't Choose off Rob's The Bravest Birds album from 2013.
In terms of songwriting, I would say we start out without sort of having the, what's the word? You know, we started just writing what's from our heart and doing the best we can. And I was lucky that I had a first album that had some really good songs. I look back and they were well-crafted by total by chance, but I guess I had the same
instinct.
Instinct. Well, we all have the same model, right? It's like, how do we parent? We had parents. How do we write songs? We heard songs. So I was just modeling on what I heard. And I guess over time, I've, you know, we all seek for different types of hooks and ways to connect and ways to make align words with chords and melodies that are special, you know, that take your breath away. So always searching for that magic moments in songs. And I say, I'm a little less free in a way now than I was then, because I came in naive, just doing, writing three chord songs and not caring. Now when I write a three chord song, I go, ooh, maybe I should do something. So I have to really be careful and try to bring that naivete into my work.
We can overthink it.
Oh
yeah, it's totally. Very easy, especially the more knowledge we get or the more tools we get in our toolkit, you know, we kind of second guess, you know, do we use that that roofing hammer or the framing hammer, you know? ponder those issues more than you should sometimes. Yeah.
And you also have a track record that you feel like you have to live up to and something. But I really think, you know, really trying now to be more like, and I mean, not to, you know, such an overuse, but, you know, Neil Young, who released, you know, 50 records. And I had probably up until the 2000, I had them all. I was a fan of that level. And now, but where, you know, they're not all going to be Heart of Gold. They're not, you know, so you have to just, it's a numbers game. And I teach music and I talk about Irving Berlin, and I've gotten to know his catalog quite well. He published about 1,500 songs. Well, about 30 of them, if I played them for you right now, you'd know them. You'd say, I know that song. About 150 other ones are really good. And then about 1,200 of them
are dog's breakfast, right? Or just average.
Average. Yeah. They're very topical. They're dealing with an issue. He has certain qualities that are always there. However, forgettable. Yeah. And so, you know, it's like, this is arguably the greatest writer in history. You could make that argument. And so it's really important that we remember that. Now, that could also make us just toss stuff out. And I think that Neil Young lately has kind of been recording records, like not really working them hard enough, I would say. And so I think there's a danger of just going, and there it is. And I'm moving on the next song. So I'd say you got to find that sweet spot. And every song is different, as you know.
Right.
So it's really awareness, you know, and what am I supposed to do with this song?
Right.
So that's been fun journey.
I'm going down to the shore. I'm gonna live like before. I'm gonna take that old familiar drive down the 134. Some clams flood my memory, break the dams. By the time they bring my order, I'll remember who I am. Well, it's still single file across. It's where we learned how to get lost when we were kids. In that slow summer heat, climbing up on our bare feet and jumping off. They said, yeah. Your door. Well, the world was more than quiet. You could hear the thunder roll. Swimming in the brine, comic books and fishing lines, and listening to the old folks telling tales about the time. Well, they climbed up in early May, just before the break of day, when they were kids. For their death-defying leap, well, it's all
sur Saint-Mille de Beauchemin. When I'm knee-deep in the mud, I can feel it in my blood. That spirit doesn't trickle in, not rolls in like a flood. But we were learning to be free. We trusted in the sea when we were kids. In that sweet summer heat, climbing up in our bare feet, jumping off the Shediac.
That was a track called Shediac Bridge off the 2021 Knives album. Wanted to remind you that we are a podcast, so please give us a like, give us a follow. All that stuff really helps, and it also helps the artists. So look us up online, sfhaa.ca. We're going to take a short pause while we pay the rent. Don't go away. We'll be right back. But it never
reached the finish line. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Medicine Man, the third single from the Empties' upcoming EP. The song taps into their hard rock influences for a more energetic sound than they've ever done before. Follow the band at The Empties Music on Instagram to stay up to date for upcoming shows and their EP release. And don't forget to check out the CFRC 2025 Release Radar Listener's Choice Survey, happening now via CFRC.ca, where you can vote for your top 10 local singles and albums released in Kingston this year and enter for a chance to win great raffle prizes. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Medicine Man by The Empties on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from Juno-nominated Maple Blues Award-winning local artist Miss Emily's new album, The Medicine, released on November 7th. Produced by Grammy winner Colin Linden, the album blends soul, blues, and roots with an all-star lineup, including players from Bob Dylan and Keb Moe's bands. Pairing her thunderous voice with songs of truth and resilience, Miss Emily channels two decades of raw experience into music that heals and uplifts. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The Medicine by Miss Emily on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Stand Together, Band Together, here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Share the load, it takes more than one hand.